This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's slow going for thousands of stranded passengers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Air traffic came to a halt yesterday during a 12-hour power outage. Power has been restored, but it's going to be a while to make up for the canceled and postponed flights. And the weather is making matters worse this morning. Thick fog blanketed Atlanta, which could lead to additional delays at the world's busiest airport. President Trump is questioning Special Counsel Robert Mueller's acquisition of thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of his administration.
Not looking good. It's not looking good. It's quite sad to see that. So my people were very upset about it.
Despite those concerns, the president said he has no plans to fire Mueller, despite the calls from some conservatives to do so. Tragedy in Brooklyn, New York, early this morning, where firefighters dealt with a deadly, fast-moving house fire.
There were nine people that we know of occupying the home, mother and father, six children, and a cousin. Of that family, the mother and three of her young children, ages 11, 7, and 3, have died.
New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the children's father and two teenagers are in critical condition. He says the fire was accidental, but no word on the cause. Authorities in Southern California say the huge wildfire northwest of Los Angeles is 45% contained. Thousands of firefighters continue to battle one of the biggest blazes in California history. The family of Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson says they still have questions about the soldiers' October ambush in Niger. A military investigation has concluded that Johnson was killed by enemy gunfire, but was not captured alive or killed at close range. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. And the enjoyment of living at home is not something the loved one in your life should have to give up. For years now, you have probably heard about the professionals at Visiting Angels and how easily they can care for your mom, dad, grandparent, or loved one right in the comforts of home. Find them online at visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels has become America's choice for senior home care, and they're committed to providing compassionate, professional caregivers that deliver the best home services available. This includes bathing, dressing, errands, lighthouse work, meal preparation, and so much more up to 24 hours each day. Find them online at visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE, visitingangels.com or 877-374-LIVE. Each office is independently owned and operated. Franchise opportunities are available.
Gas prices nationwide have held steady the past 2 weeks, although fuel price analyst Trilby Lumberg says prices have dipped a little bit recently.
Gasoline prices are still heading down, this time 3 cents over 2 weeks, with the regular now averaging 251. It's been a decline of 10 cents over 4 weeks.
Folks in San Francisco are paying most at the pump right now, where the average is 322 a gallon for regular. In Jackson, Mississippi, it's only 214 a gallon. The Carolina Panthers have announced that owner Jerry Richardson is selling the NFL franchise amid an investigation by the league into allegations of sexual and racist misconduct by Richardson in the workplace. Richardson has been Carolina's only owner since the Panthers entered the league in 1993. In an open letter, he said it's time to turn the franchise over. The letter did not address the investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Austria's new conservative far-right coalition government has been sworn in at a ceremony in Vienna.
Austria has moved to the right again. The Freedom Party, which was founded by former Nazis in the 1950s, has been in government before, notably in the year 2000. Back then, there was a huge outcry. Today, the reaction has been far more muted, although the European Economic Affairs Commissioner, Pierre Moscovici, has warned that the far-right in power is never insignificant.
The BBC Bethany Bell reporting from Vienna. Campbell's Soup will spend nearly $5 billion to buy snack maker Snyder's Lance, which is most well known for its Snyder's of Hanover pretzels, Kettle Brand potato chips, and Pop Secret popcorn. It will join the Campbell's division that makes Pepperidge Farm and Goldfish crackers. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And got a real treat for you. Brand new book, 1917, Lenin Wilson and the Birth of the New World Disorder by Arthur Herman. Dr. Herman is the author of the New York Times bestseller, How the Scots Invented the Modern World, which has sold 500,000 copies worldwide, Gandhi and Churchill, which was a 2009 finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, has six other books, and of course our focus today will be on 1917, Lenin Wilson, and the Birth of the New World Disorder. Arthur Herman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about the book, which speaks of the idealism of Lenin and Wilson and what their ideal was in creating a century, what's turned out to be a century of international disorder.
Yeah, and then, of course, that was not what they anticipated was going to happen. Mm-hmm. When Woodrow Wilson entered the United States into the First World War, which we celebrate the 100th anniversary this year, mm-hmm. or when Lenin overturned the real Russian Revolution, the one that had actually toppled the Tsar, and it installed a representative government, which was on the process of building a constitution for Russia, and installed his own Bolshevik communist revolution instead, also the 100th anniversary of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book is about, is how these two men, with their misplaced idealism, or the idea that they could, through politics and political action, really save humanity from itself and build a whole new perfect world order, ended up actually creating a lot of disorder. And in Lenin's case, of course, a record of mass murder which has never been equaled in human history.
Exactly.
The legacy of communism.
It seems like from both, there was a common fault here. What did you determine that to be?
Well, okay, first of all, the thing to understand, and they're very different men in many ways, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, Woodrow Wilson, born and raised in Virginia, professor at Princeton University and then president of the university there. Lenin, born in the wilds of Central Russia, becomes a professional revolutionary and conspirator in his late teens and spends a large part of his life actually in political exile, pursued by the Tsarist police. But they share certain key characteristics. Mm-hmm. And first of all is the fact that they're both intellectuals. And they see the world through the prism of perfect ideas and a perfect vision and a belief that they can, through the manipulation of words alone, shape the world into what they want it to be. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them had any kind of actual political experience. I mean, when Wilson becomes president, in elected president in 1912. He's never traveled abroad. He's never left the United States. He knows nothing about what goes on in the outside world. Mm-hmm. And yet he's going to use the American entry into World War One as a way to shape that world about which he knows nothing. Wow. Lenin, too. He spent all this time in exile, hanging out in cafes, plotting and conspiring to overthrow the government. But he knew very little about Russia outside of his own hometown of Sverdlovsk or St. Petersburg, where he had briefly been a student. He knew very, very little about the actual political systems of the countries he lived in, including England. And yet these two men, for all of their superior brain power, and you have to give them credit, they were very intelligent men. There's no doubt they're well read. They were astonishingly ignorant of the world that they were trying to shape and trying to create a new, overthrow the old order and create a new order in its place.
Well, this is the problem that we have historically, and that is when we get people who have a certain gift and talent who work in the realm of the theoretical. Very intelligent men, both of them, as you say, but a lot of this was theoretical. And even like today, I mean, the question came up recently, and you'd appreciate this, Dr. Herman, is that, you know, where do you go to become and learn how to be president of the United States? Last time I checked, I didn't see a president... CEO, Commander-in-Chief 101 class being taught at Harvard or Yale or anything like that. It's probably the most incredible on-the-job training job that anybody could have.
Yeah, and you can have people with a lot of experience who actually turn out to be terrible presidents. And you can have people with a lot of formal credentials of being very, very smart, you know, with law degrees from Harvard Law School and so on, who can turn out also to be extraordinarily dumb in the kinds of decisions that they make and where they try to move the country forward. I think in some ways, Bill, you could make it. There's almost a kind of generalization that when you look over the history of American presidents, that the ones who generally have been the most derided as being rather stupid and dumb and ill-educated and ill-informed very often turn out to be some of the most effective presidents. I'm thinking about people like Harry Truman and Ronald Reagan. And Dwight Eisenhower, you have to remember, now he's treated as a sort of sainted figure in the pantheon of American presidents. But again, he was derided as being kind of a ignorant buffoon compared to, let's say, Adlai Stevenson. You look at Ronald Reagan. I look at George W. Bush.
Exactly.
He's a lot smarter. And I think the record is still out on Donald Trump, but... I think in some ways the man who has had the kind of range of experiences he's had understands a lot more about how the world actually works than those who have gone, spent their lives getting degrees in law schools or in international relations and the other places where the intellectuals who tend to sort of dominate American politics and our government tend to congregate.
Exactly. Well, you know, so often what happens is we come more in contact with the truth post an administration as opposed to while they're in it, because there's so much in the crosshairs of the media, and every pundit on the planet, especially in this social media driven environment we live in today. I mean, it's every moment incoming is targeted at the Oval Office. So, for Donald Trump, fortunately, he's got quite a handle on, like it or not, on tweeting. But that seems to be one of the key defenses of his administration.
Well, it's become, you know what it is? It's become what it is. The tweet is for Trump what Theodore Roosevelt called the bully pulpit.
Yes, exactly.
By bully pulpit, it means it's a way in which you can reach the American public directly, number one, but also a way in which you can sort of shape the national debate in ways that the mainstream media, which has gotten very comfortable over the last several decades of having control and monopoly over the national agenda, you can force the national agenda to move in different directions than they or the political establishment are used to moving. That's one of the reasons they despise him so much and why they fear him so much.
Well, they don't control the headlines. They don't control the headlines anymore.
he has a fulcrum by which to move politics and to move policies, whether it's a question of how, of kneeling at football games or questions about illegal immigration, or questions about just what exactly is going wrong over there at the FBI and in the special counsel's office in ways that infuriate and anger the political establishment. But boy, don't they wish they could be as effective as he is in grabbing the headlines and moving the policy debate in a new and startling direction.
No question about it. Dr. Arthur Herman is with us. We're talking about his brand new book. More from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martin. Martinez Live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And, of course, we're going to be linking Dr. Herman's new book, 1917, Lennon Wilson and the Birth of the New World Disorder. That'll be linked on our website. And, of course, the book available at all the usual places. Boy, what a read. And it really gives you an understanding of what happened during that era and the genesis of what you had with two very smart men. And, you know, it wasn't like they set out initially, did they, Dr. Herman, say, hey, let's kind of mess up everybody and let's mess up the world here, right?
No. And I think we have to sort of say, too, although both of them made missteps, and I think both of them had unrealistic expectations about how the world could be changed through political action alone or through words and ideas alone and ideologies. I mean, Wilson, you've got to give him credit. His vision of the world was one in which human beings would live together in peace and freedom. There's no doubt about that. I don't think he had a clue as to how to make that happen or how to use American power in order to accomplish that. But his goals, at least, we can say were noble. In Lenin's case, his goals were world revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And what he saw was an explosion of class warfare that would spread across the globe, and in which out of the rubble and out of the piles of bodies, a new, more perfect Marxist order would arise. And what he got right was about the piles of bodies
yes.
and the rubble. And what he got wrong was about the new order that was supposed to arise from it, of a dictatorship of the proletariat, that would be one in which human beings would finally realize freedom and justice. Didn't happen in Russia under Lenin in 1917, as I explain in the book. And it's not part of his legacy, just the opposite.
Exactly. And I guess that was my point in the first segment in talking to you about what they got wrong. And to me, what I picked up was that, you know, in one case, you know, Lenin was going to coerce people, force people into goodness and somehow just allow, you know, kind of like the Darwinistic approach of, you know, the strong will survive and we'll make it go from there. And as opposed to Wilson, somehow he just thought and perceived wrongly that there's overall goodness within man just
That's
left
right.
up to his
That's
own devices, right?
That's a good way to put it. The belief that man is naturally good, and if you just get out of his way, that people will come together and form a community of peace and harmony, and that the reason that people fight and the reason that conflicts take place is because of bad people and bad institutions. When in fact what we know, Bill, and I think what human experience has proved over thousands of years, is that those institutions and those traditions exist because human beings require restraint on their natural appetites
right.
and on their natural passions. And that these are, in fact, the binding forces that hold communities together. And when you pull those apart, when you wreck those bonds and those traditions that tie us together, what you get is not a utopia, it's not the age of Aquarius, it's not the paradise on earth, but what you get is a massive disorder, chaos. And that's why the subtitle of the book, The New World Disorder.
Exactly.
We're still living with it, we're still living with the consequences of what those two men set in motion 100 years ago.
Well, we have people today, Dr. Herman, that want to violate gravity. They, you know, it's like, wait a minute, don't you know law of gravity? Really, do you fall off the roof, hit the ground? It does hurt. You're going to get bruised or get broken up a bit. And there are people that still want to do it. And so whether it's gravity or other natural laws that people want to continue to violate, we're going to pay the price for it. And meanwhile, it gives continuation to this world disorder that you talk about.
It does. And now I think that what we are seeing, though, is something very interesting, though. If you look down the road, what you're sort of seeing today is, if you look at the international scene, that more and more of the ideological conflicts which have dominated the last century, and that really Lenin and Wilson represent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two great ideologies of liberal internationalism in the part of the United States, that lasted from Wilson's presidency through World War II and the Cold War,
and then
communism and the agenda of world revolution, which set the other camp for the Cold War, But these ideological conflicts are now, I think, beginning to wind down. What we're seeing is a return to old-fashioned power politics and great power politics. But the ideological clashes have now come home to roost here in our own country.
Yeah.
And the degree to which, when people talk about the two Americas, what we're seeing is more and more two Americas divided between the people who get up in the morning and read the New York Times and the Washington Post, and those who get up in the morning and turn on Fox and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And two worldviews, two ideological clashes, and that disorder has now become part of the warp and woof of our American political culture.
Yeah,
and I don't really know how that's going to work out. I don't really understand how it's going to work out. But it's the final extension of the great consequences of Lenin and Wilson and the events that unfolded 100 years ago.
Well, right now, as you say, the line of demarcation is clear between the two tensions. And I insist that there's still too much fight in both sides. I think, you know, like somebody drowning, they just have to get to that point to where they finally surrender and maybe find a way to, you know, to come together to realize that, look, at we've spent a lot of money. We've gone through a lot of resources. We've blood and treasure and everything else along with it. And maybe enough's enough. And maybe we can realize that, hey, our founding fathers had a good idea here with this great American experiment. If we come alongside and focus on the grander vision, then we can find a way to get along. Because I find myself, Arthur, in talking with people, is that even the most hardened is that, you know, we probably agree on most of the principles. Get the emotion out of it. And if we can have a conversation and advance the discussion, it works well. But, boy, I'll tell you, sometimes it is, you know, you can get caught in a bucket of gum, and it can get pretty frustrating.
Yeah, and I think your hopes are, I hope, well placed.
Mm-hmm.
But I see an ideological chasms that may be very difficult to breach until people realize that it's one which is not doing the country any good, and it's also not doing our position in the world any good. You know, I am a survivor of the 1960s. I was active in politics in those days, and that was pretty grim. You know, that was pretty grim. What it was like in 1968, where you had the assassination of Martin Luther King, followed, you know, almost weeks later by the assassination of John F. Kennedy, when you had, you know, the riots in Chicago at the Democratic Convention, and
you mean Robert Kennedy is what you mean?
Who did I say?
You said JFK.
No, of course I meant
Robert. I knew you meant Robert.
That was the country tearing itself apart.
Yeah, Vietnam War, all in the midst of hippie love and the Jesus movement.
And then the race riots in America's major cities.
Exactly.
Of which the scars, if you go to downtown to where my wife and I now live in Washington, D.C., you can still see the scars of that. They're still parts of the city in which have not fully recovered from those riots of 1968. So we've been through a lot worse, and went through a lot worse in World War One. You know, World War One. One of the reasons I wrote this book, Bill, is that World War One is, in some ways, one of America's forgotten wars.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid growing up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the man who lived across the alleyway from us was a World War One veteran. He'd been in France.
Wow.
During the war, and gave me as a gift, because they knew that I was interested in military history, gave me as a gift the helmet of a German cuirassier that he had, you know, that he brought back from the campaign in France. But, you know, when I was growing up, the World War One veterans, it was part of the society, it was part of the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all overshadowed by the experience of World War Two, you know, the good war.
Exactly.
And so what Americans sacrificed, what they did and the price that they paid in World War One, that's also part of why I wrote the book, is to pay tribute to that and to the service that they gave and to the sacrifice that they made in order to win that war.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Sadly, you and I could be talking for hours, I got to tell you, because this is so fascinating, and this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. You will be blessed by this book, 1917, Lenin Wilson and the Birth of the New World Disorder. This is quite the gift from Dr. Arthur Herman. Dr. Herman, thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
We the people.
When I used to live in San Diego, there was a family that adopted us for Christmas, and they brought us a whole bunch of presents, and they filled out our Christmas tree.
When I was a kid, I'd always wake my parents up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go and open presents.
First Christmas at home with my children. It's the first time I've been around a family environment in a long time, so it felt good to have it.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, especially at this time of year. Isn't the season bright and joyful and all that good stuff? Hey, and we're going to talk about Holiday Finance 101. You ready for that? You know, spending money has become way too easy. We've all been there. Our expenses outgrown our incomes, and the holiday season exacerbates this problem, causing many to fall deeper into debt. Now, these are the times when a lot of people turn to credit cards as a solution. We need a way that's as easy to get out of debt as it is to get into debt so that we own our financial lives. Now, isn't that unique? Well, U.S. credit card balances now approximate $1 trillion. 47% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency expense, and 57% of consumers, or approximately 138 million adults, are considered financially unhealthy. Well, we have with us the millennial money expert to break it down for us. Alia Dudum joins us right now. Alia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this important topic, because this is the time of year when, you know, yes, retail goes in, you know, this is where they live and die. And it's also where consumers sometimes are held hostage because of the season. They get carried away and, you know, they make poor choices.
Absolutely. I mean, you've said it. The holidays are, you know, are a time that we just spend way too much money, and we don't necessarily think about the cost. until our bills come in January. And if you think about it, credit cards are great for convenience, but they're really just a high-interest loan that many of us have a hard time paying off. Mm. You know, 29 million Americans are carrying credit card debt that's at least 2 years old. That's a lot. And so, you know, this holiday season, there are things that you can do to make sure that you are spending responsibly and not getting into too much debt.
Well, and you bring up a good point here as the expert, Alia, and that is that, you know, spending has just become so easy. I mean, we've got our iPhones and all our other electronic devices. We've got credit cards. I mean, it's easy. And, you know, let's face it, the financial institutions are willing to give us these loans. And then next thing you know, we're owning our soul to the company store, as they say.
It's true. I mean, honestly, it's just become too easy to tap and rack up debt. Mm. You know, we have Amazon One Click, we have Apple Pay, and it's great. You know, credit cards are great for convenience. I'm not knocking them. I use them, too. Mm. But, you know, it's just important to make sure that you're using them responsibly. And so every month, you know, make sure you're paying off that credit card bill in full. That's crucial. If you do have high interest loans, you should definitely consider refinancing them. You know, and instead of borrowing money through a credit card, consider a personal loan. I know it's not conventional, but companies like LendingClub are great places to go if you're looking for competitive rates, low monthly payments, no hidden fees, and fixed terms. So once you're done paying off the balance, you actually know you're done.
Right. Well, rewinding just a little bit here, Ali, I wanted to address the fact that, you know, basically we need to get some education here and we need to be a lot smarter about this. I mean, it's one thing to get the credit and to be, you know, given the credit line, but the other is to be a responsible agent of that, you know, that, of that opportunity. And if we don't know better, if we're not financially savvy, we're going to end up in, you know, a couple of holes along the way that we're going to regret.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we're shopping with credit cards, we're not necessarily, you know, we're shopping for the rewards. We're not necessarily thinking about the consequences. Mm. And so, you know, you're right. Like 44% of Americans are carrying credit card balance averaging $10,000. But, you know, there are ways that you can control your financial destiny. So it's just really important to be mindful of what you're spending this holiday season. So make a list and stick to it. That's crucial, you know. Pay off, prioritize experiences over gifts with your friends and family that they probably won't use. And I always say, you know, if you can't pay cash, don't buy it. It's really that value and exchange that you get when you, it makes you more mindful of the money that you're spending.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We did that, probably about 20 years ago. We went to all cash, and it made a huge difference on the types of gifts that we bought. It forced creativity, and actually, we got better gifts, you know, for people in the process.
Exactly. And, you know, the holiday season, it's really about making memories and not about spending on the latest gadget. Although those are nice, it's really about spending time with friends and family and making more memories for the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about sharing some tips on how to avoid that holiday hangover that has become famous in the recent years more so?
Yeah, I mean, to avoid a holiday hangover, you know, I think it's just crucial, again, just make that list, stick to it, don't overspend. You know, understand that the holidays, like, we don't need to blow our budget today, so it's okay to push it off. You know, and I always like to say, I know that we're saying it's all these do's and don'ts, but really make a time for yourself this holiday season. I know it's hard when you're running around, but it is important to treat yourself too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, this is all part of the season. And as you said, we can get, influenced by the rat race of it all, you know, chasing parking spaces and all that stuff. And then meanwhile, we're missing out on the joy and time that we can have with friends and all that good part. So, hey, let's talk about some financial resolutions for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Number one, take stock of your financial habits and your spending. Create actionable budgets and realistic goals. So if you're thinking about it, you know, I like to put aside 20% of my take-home pay into savings. And so, I do like to check in with myself. I think it's important that everyone kind of creates those goals and then checks in to see if they're meeting them. And then, you know, remember to save for emergencies because they always come up. It's kind of the last thing we think about. But many of us can't cover a $400 emergency. at the expense. And that's crucial when something unexpected happens. And then, you know, if you do have debt at the end of this holiday season, it's really important to consolidate that debt and pay it off responsibly. Nothing is worse than just having that revolving debt cycle and just being trapped in it and feeling like you can't breathe. So it's just really important to pay off your debt and start with a clean slate in 2018.
You know, I got to tell you, Lee, I was surprised to find out how many people have been carrying debt from many Christmases ago. They've just been rolling it over. And I'm sure you would recommend that, look at it, if you have some debt, make sure that it's evacuated before you get to the next Christmas season, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so in the new year, instead of signing up for more subscriptions, I know it's tempting. We all want to go to the gym because we have extra ambition. You know, just be realistic about what you're going to sign up for. And then, you know, think through exactly what your financial life is going to look like in the next year and make, you know, create those actionable budgets. And actionable steps that you can take to reach those goals.
Yeah, and speaking of those gym commitments, I know I used to be a consultant for many gyms in Southern California, and this was a time of year where business really took off because everybody made the New Year's resolutions and that. But by the time March rolled along, 70% of those that started gym memberships in December were gone. So, you know, to your point here, you want to make lasting choices, choices that are going to pay dividends for you. And by dividends, that means that you invest and you keep getting something positive from them, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the New Year's a great time to check yourself. Just like with your health, finances are something that you just want to make sure that you have a handle on. And, you know, before you, you know, I know it's easy to taper off in 3 months, but it's just important to stick with it throughout the year because, you know, I know we like to live in the moment, but it is really important to save for the future. If you, you know, make sure you're investing in your 401k. There's just so many things that you can do to make sure that you're setting yourself up in the long term.
Well, Leah Dudum is a millennial money expert, and don't think that the advice she's sharing with us is for millennials. This crosses all party lines, as they would say. She's living the American dream herself. She became a homeowner in San Francisco in her 20s, has a dream to empower other millennials to get out of debt and take control of their financial life, gained her financial chops by working at financial establishments like LendingClub, Personal Capital, SimpleMint.com, Intuit, Quicken, and PayPal. Just to name a few. Aaliyah, you just haven't been busy enough, I don't think, right?
No, thank you. It's
well, congratulations. Fun. Well, where can our listeners go for more information?
Yes, if you're looking for more information, visit LendingClub.com. Customers have saved on average $300 a month, and that's really easy money you can put into your savings and reinvest in yourself. That's really important.
Well, Aaliyah, thank you for the smart advice. We're going to take you up on that, okay? Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Aaliyah Dudum on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card. Just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it, dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Hey, I've got a special friend with us here right now, author Elise Monet, an old friend, as I said, and partner in media. And when I say old, I'm not talking chronologically, okay? Only that we have known each other for a long time. And when you see her just wonderful picture on her brand new book, you'll see what I mean with all due respect. And her brand new book is titled The Yeshua Prescription, Self-Healing with Christian Healing Oils. Elise, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thanks for that intro so that you don't call me old. I appreciate that.
Well, I can't because I think I'm a little bit older chronologically than you are. And, hey, we're still looking pretty good at our mature age, I think.
That's right.
Hey, that's what we got to say about that. Hey, so why did you write the book for self-healing?
Well, you know, as you know, over the course of my life, I've had three near-death and death experiences. And so to bring myself back, I had to really go deep in my spiritual life and learn how to heal myself. And it just came about naturally where Spirit just said, okay, now you've done this. I want you to write about it and help other people to do this.
Right, exactly. Well, how did Christian healing oils come into the picture then?
Well, it's interesting because about the time Spirit was impressing on my heart to write a book about healing, a friend of mine who had formulated healing oils from scriptures came to me and he said, you know, I've formulated healing oils, sacred healing oils for Christians, but I don't know how to write the book to tell them how to use them, but I think you do. And it was just a confirmation that was, yes, that's Spirit guiding me to write this book. And so I took it on, and it was really a lovely experience because it was from my heart and from my own life, and the oils just really solidified everything. And I'm a big believer in anointing and oils anyway, so...
Yeah. And oh yeah, let's not forget scripture. Scripture mentions using oil, right?
That's right. Like in hundreds of places, there's anointing and healing with oils. And the interesting thing about the oils is that God's voice spoke into being the plants. Mm-hmm. So actually, when you take plants and you create an oil, mm-hmm. it's actually the essence of the Trinity that actually goes right into your system.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's really deep healing. And then when you couple that with psychological, emotional, and spiritual cleansing and healing, you have miraculous power.
Well, this is the totality of God's vision for his creation. It's body, mind, spirit. It's not just a partial healing. It's a healing. It's a total healing. And again, we're reminded in his word, the very words that he wrote for us to remember is that he gave us the plants for healing.
That's exactly right. And I use scripture throughout the book to share how to do this and how to get from A to B. So,
okay. Well, excellent. Well, tell us about the book. What methods do you share for healing? We kind of touched a little bit on that, but I'll let you unwind that a little bit more.
Well, sure. Of course, there's the anointing of the oils, but that actually is the ritual part. Mm-hmm. And the physical part, and the book is about the spiritual, physical, emotional, psychological part. And when I was really in deep meditation and prayer, Spirit came and shared with me, I got like this download of the healing system that I was supposed to write about. And it was really simple and effective, and I called it the AAA healing system. Mm. And that includes awareness, awakening, and action. And so that is what I spin off in the book. And if you use these three things, awareness, awakening, and action, you can heal yourself.
Exactly. Well, does not the healing oil represent the Holy Spirit? And in a sense, it's like confirmation. You know, what Catholics, what they observe is a confirmation process where the oil of the Holy Spirit is utilized.
Well, it's not necessarily just the Holy Spirit. It's actually, I believe, to be the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's
yes.
voice speaking it, you know, Father God speaking it into
right.
being, Mother God, the essences of the water, the feminine aspect of God, right? And then the Holy Spirit, which is, mm-hmm. you know, also the etheric aspect of God that comes to man. So mm-hmm. I think it's all three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Well, when you talk about awareness, awakening, and action, I think when people hear that, it sounds like, you know, that's not too hard.
Well, you know, believe it or not, we're all blind to where we aren't aware.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a negative experience that drives us to our knees, right?
Right.
And so once we become aware, like, you know, somebody tells you, well, you're really blind in this spot, or you need to fix this, or whatever, because it'll be mirrored back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, then we have to really work at opening our heart and being sincere to go deep into why our lives are the way they are.
Yes.
And that includes broken relationships, money problems, addictions, illness, you know, disease, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a reflection of where we are spiritually and our belief systems and where we need to wake up.
Yeah, all those things that don't honor God within us. Now, is the system designed only for Christian believers?
No, but I targeted Christian believers because they already understand
yeah.
and know the power of anointing and are familiar with Jesus Christ, the great healer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I started with that market first. But my goal is to use the system and for Christians to use the system for other people who may not be, you know, familiar with Jesus Christ, the great healer.
Yes.
And perhaps they'll, you know, first of all, for Christians to go deeper into their own spiritual epiphany with Christ and with Father God,
right.
and allow them to experience the power and presence of Jesus in their hearts to open up to all kinds of healing, including, you know, getting out of this exclusivity of Christianity, meaning, you know, Jesus was inclusive.
Right.
He invited all people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think as believers, we tend to think we're this exclusive club.
Yeah, right, right.
You know? And our way is the highway. And
yeah,
if you
it's
don't
pretty
know
arrogant,
right,
you know.
Yeah, it's arrogant. And if you don't don't know Christ, well, you know, poo-poo on you. I'm not going to be around you.
Yeah,
but
you're
it's
out of the club.
The opposite of what Christ preached, right?
Exactly.
And what he lived. And so this is to help us open up as believers and also to help open up and show and demonstrate the power of Jesus Christ to others who may not be on, who may come from another path, but we all know that Jesus is the ultimate destination, right?
Exactly. What about the oils that you use?
Well, in the Bible, like I said, there's hundreds of references of anointing with oils. And we use all different kinds. We have holy and we did a series of eight sacred oils: holy anointing oil, gold, frankincense, and myrrh; three kings, oils of courage, oils of gladness, rose of Sharon, oil of Solomon, and oil of the Magdalene. And of course, each of these has a specific purpose for anointing, which I cover in the book.
Oh, good. Now, in the book, you talk about DNA and genetics. How does that come into play?
Well, believe it or not, our DNA, profile, our genetic profile, predisposes us to our shadow side, right? We carry all the lineages of our ancestors, and it's all about love and light. And when you open your heart, you can actually interact with your own DNA. And that's how, remember Lazarus in the Bible, how
right.
Christ raised him from the dead? That requires an activation of DNA. And so the unfortunate thing is we haven't been taught how to activate our DNA into the higher realms of spirit. And so I talk about how to do that in the book.
Right, exactly. So when Jesus was healing people, you're saying he was healing because we talked about the total healing, so that would include their DNA.
Absolutely. Well, the DNA is the chromosomal, you know, pattern that God gave us when we were conceived.
Right.
It's okay. From that point.
Well, in the final minute and a half, because we're going to have to extend this just a little bit, so if you can hang with me for another 60 seconds, where can people get your book and your oils?
Well, they can go to, the book is on Amazon and on Balboa Press. But if they want to do the oils and the book, they can go to my own site at ChristianHealingOils.com. And if they buy the book on Amazon or Balboa, there is a coupon in the back for a free sample of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And same thing on my website. I'll be happy to, if they fill out the coupon, forward that free sample. But they can buy kits. You know, they come in kits of four oils and the book, or a full kit of eight.
Yeah, and it's the season to give, so great gift idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how if you know someone that's ill, it's a perfect gift. Give them, you know, give them a healing oil and a book. Just one oil and a book. Something that, and the oil descriptions are on my website, and you can select the one that's appropriate for the person, and, you know, you could change a life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Elise, how can any of the listeners get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is to email me at info@ChristianHealingOils.com, and I will get that immediately and respond.
Okay, excellent. And take advantage of Elise's special offer if you go to her direct, the book and a healing oil sample, right?
Right, exactly. And I'll give you, if you go to my, if you buy through my site and buy the oils too, then you'll get free shipping.
Well, there it is. Okay, folks, you know what to do. The call to action is heal thyself, right?
Exactly. You know, we can't heal the world until we heal ourselves.
Amen. Elise Monet, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Elise, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. God bless.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Actual testimonials from...